All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, let's mix this in quickly because I want to focus on more relevant topics. I'm not going to sit here and just take a bunch of cheap shots at the Pistons. I've told you you're garbage all year. I told you I didn't want you in the playoffs. So there's nothing to talk about. My focus, though, is about Andre Drummond because you know how I feel. I've wanted this guy out of town for multiple years. I don't believe Andre Drummond is a true leader. I don't believe Andre Drummond has the mental angle to be a leader, has the maturity to be a leader. Last night, I thought Andre embarrassed himself, and he embarrassed the organization. Now, I know some of you dorks will try to apologize for it because you actually think Andre's something special. He's not. He's a stat hoarder, but he's not a winning player, not in today's NBA. But last night, out of frustration. Well, let's back it up before he cheap shotted Greek Freak. Where was Andre Drummond to begin that game to lead this team to, I don't know, put his imprint on this game? He was nowhere. It was horrible last night. And sure, they try to switch him out and, oh, we're going to use him to help on Greek Freak. Ah, that's great. Here's my point. He cheap shots Giannis. Deserved to get thrown out of the game. I don't know what Blake's talking about. Deserved to get thrown out of the game. Then he tries to do the, oh, I'm sorry, bro, let me help you up, which is just dumb. No, you meant to do what you did. Then, after he's ejected, down 41 points, is blowing kisses at the crowd. The post game, the I got to take an early shower answer to the question. Here's the deal. It's really, really simple. You make $27 million a year. When the starting lineups are announced, you're the last name. You're the guy. You're the owner's friend. You're the owner's best friend. All bits aside, Goris loves Drummond. Presumably, it was Goris who put a bullet in not one but two Andre trades. Mitch Lawrence reports, Sporting News. Until or unless you get rid of Andre Drummond, you're not winning anything. Anything. Because for all intents and purposes, Andre Drummond's a child. I don't look at Andre Drummond and go, damn, that's the leader of this team. No, that's Blake Griffin. You know why? Because Blake Griffin came here to a bad situation and worked. And worked. And worked. And even when he's hurt, he's engaged on a bench. He rallies his teammates. He's a leader. He has really become a leader. Andre Drummond has never been that, is not that now, and will never be that. And you want to know what part of the root of my disdain for this basketball team is? A lot of it. Now, some of it resides with Reggie Jackson, duh. But a lot of it is Andre Drummond. He's irredeemable in my eyes. Because if I'm going to pay you that amount of money, you can't be rendered useless. That's not what superstars are. But you know why Andre's useless against the Bucks? Because Brook Lopez takes him 20 feet out, and Andre does not have the skill set to do anything about it. Anything. I'm not interested in what Andre provides. Oh, the double-double. You know how many Fox Sports Detroit broadcasts I've had to listen about double-doubles? You're 7 feet tall, you're a freak athlete, and you play 40 minutes a night. If you can't go double-double, you're trash. You're Jan Mahimi. So I don't want to hear about double-doubles. Andre's not a great rim protector. Just not. He's an elite rebounder. Well, that's great. He's developed exactly one move in his time in the league, which is this shot-put face-up thing. I don't know what it is. And overall, not engaged all the time. A lot of nights not engaged at all. And when a team needs him most, I don't see him. So I thought last night for an organization that should have some pride, I thought Andre was embarrassing. Really was. And if the owner was paying attention, or if the owner's willing to listen to his basketball people like Malik Rose and Ed Stefanski, Get this guy out of here. Seriously. You know what I want. They're never going to do it. They got to rebuild. I mean, the folly in all of this is you actually thought you were going to get 82 games out of Blake Griffin plus the playoffs? Oh, okay. You got 75, and he gave you the best season of his career. You know what it got you? 41-41. Now he's hurt. You weren't beating the Bucks with him. My point to you would be, let's say Blake tweaked his knee in December. You know what happens then? You don't make the playoffs. You're not good. And I know what some of you will call in and do. You'll do what you do best because, again, Pistons' weird, loud, vocal minority of fan base. You'll talk about this summer. Oh, you're right. I'm supposed to be thrilled that they're going to attempt to package expiring contract Reggie and expiring contract Lore and then sweeten the deal so Memphis will swallow that pill with Luke Kennard or first-round pick and you can get Mike Conley. And then we'll have an over-the-hill $32 million point guard. We'll have an over-the-hill Blake Griffin getting another $3 million raise who will never duplicate the season he had this year. And then we'll have Andre doing Andre things at $27 million a year. And you're going to get mad at me because I won't respect that. The bottom line is they have no pathway to a championship doing it this way. You think this franchise, over the course of two owners and over the course of 11 years and 11 straight playoff losses, would do the one thing they refuse to do? Rebuild. Just rebuild. The right way. And to this day, the team pumps out the narrative, and a lot of media buy it, and a lot of fans buy it. They pump that narrative out. Tanking's evil. Rebuilding's evil. Tom Gorris wants to win, and look, he spends money. It's all poppycock. It's all nonsense. Because none of this will result in anything. Again, Blake gave you the best season of his career and 75 games, 41-41, and a first-round bullet. Like, that. This is the peak. And you think adding Mike Conley at age 30, at $32 million a year, that's the answer? I mean, God help you if you get a sign and trade with Kemba Walker. I love Kemba. I absolutely adore Kemba Walker's game. I don't know him personally. But you're going to have to pay more, both financially and in the compensation. And where's that going to get you? Like, what do we have? This team's cap situation, you can't afford to re-sign Ish Smith. Same way you couldn't re-sign Anthony Tolliver. And outside of that, you got a collection of nothing. So, yeah, no, I don't have any respect for your franchise or anyone affiliated with it. And if you support this franchise, you deserve the puke that they make you drink. 11 straight playoff losses? How does 12, 13, and 14 sound? And at that point, 14 straight playoff losses over the course of 11 years, would that not be the straw that broke the camel's back to actually rebuild? Because it should be. But the problem is, go on the flow chart. You got a bad owner. Oh, yeah, Tom Gorris spends money. You don't even know what he's doing. Hey, if Tom Gorris so much as says, I want to win, he's a bad owner. Because that's not what a good owner would do right now. A good owner would hire really smart people and go, what do you think we should do? And no smart basketball person is coming here to try to win. It's an untenable situation. There is no pathway in the next 2-3 years to winning in the East. You're not the Bucks, you're not the Celtics, you're not the Pacers, and you're not the Sixers. And you better pray that Kawhi leaves. Oh, and by the way, pray that Durant doesn't end up in New York, or I'll add them to the list. So tell me again why I should build around a 30-something oft-injured power forward with one of the worst contracts in the league and a $27 million immature, out-of-date center. So please, you call me whatever names you want. You can call in and yell and scream. You do whatever you want on the ticket text. You always do. I'm right. You're wrong. And you can swallow that. 97.1. That's exactly what I want to hear from my franchise player, right? Whatever, dude. Dude doesn't get it. Never will. Doesn't matter to me. He's your guy, not mine. I've tried to tell this organization for 2 years, please, just get rid of this dude. Move on. It's all right, though. He's the owner's guy, so whatever.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Mike. My opinion on this is I don't think this is some hot take, but I think that Andre Drummond has turned into Eric Ebron. I think that from the immaturity level, mouthing off to people on Twitter, clearly has an attitude, a chip on his shoulder that's just way too excessive. It's gotten ridiculous. And his play on the floor is, effort certainly needs to be questioned, but off the floor is just as bad, I think. I mean, he's just embarrassing himself.
Now, you've handed me this, and this, again, trying to translate the Twitter sphere. This is an exchange between Fox 2's Jennifer Hammond and Andre Drummond. Jennifer Hammond wrote, when asked how tough it was to not be able to finish the game because of his flagrant two, Drummond said, I got to shower early. Andre's response, see you Wednesday, Jennifer, have that same energy. I've been good to you my whole career, and you want to turn the knife when we as a team is having a rough night. It's our having a rough night, damn it. All good, Pistons, we aren't dead. It's only game one, let's turn it around. Oh my God, Andre, what are you doing? Jennifer Hammond's as pro-Detroit as anybody. My God, she likes all these teams. Here's an idea. You don't want people writing about how you said I got to shower early? Don't say it. Don't say it.
Yeah, her tweet had no opinion in it at all. It was the facts of what he said.
I've been good to you and my... Oh, just go away, man. Just go
away. But this is stuff Ebron used to do. They're not even tagged in these tweets, and they're just, you know, seeking it out and responding to it.
I'm telling you, I've said this for years. There is no good reason for an athlete to have and or run their own social media. None. Have your agent do it. Have your assistant do it. You want to post about your charities? You want to post pro imaging, pro branding? Fine, I get all the business elements of it. Believe me, I do. There's no reason for an athlete to be on it after a playoff game. You lost by 37, 36. I don't need you out there going at people. That's silly.
Laughing during the game.
Yeah, man, that's your guy. Don't look at me. I've tried for years to get him out of here. Let's go to Rob, 97.1. Robbie, how you doing, bud?
All right, man. I'd be doing a lot better if I had filed my taxes already, but otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Way to wait. Oh, my God.
Hope the internet doesn't go down. My question is this. Who's done more for their sport than Tiger Woods?
Don't know that I could come up with somebody. I don't.
Exactly. So isn't that grounds enough for you to maybe say the guy is worth a... You know, worth his salt?
Well, I've never said he's not worth his salt. I've said I don't root for him. There's a difference.
I was really hoping that Roberto was going to have a opening with the Masters interlude, that opening song with all of your comments from last Thursday when you wanted Patrick Reed to DDT him into a pond.
I still do. I was hoping a television stand fell on him on 18. Anyone but him. I couldn't take it, Rob. Well, Roberto, you know what Roberto did, Rob? Roberto hoed you out. Roberto's effort on a Monday morning today, very subpar.
I was on the pro-Tiger side. What can I say?
Yeah, but you could have made a mockery of us busting balls and saying how much I don't like Tiger, splicing it with Tiger highlights. I think Rob is making a good point here. It's you who didn't do your job.
But, you know, in a lot of the opens, I like to get a rise out of you, and I felt that that would get you where you needed to be.
I'm where I need to be. I was watching it all morning. I locked in on this.
All right.
Did your wife allow you to watch?
Yes. I didn't watch the whole morning.
Well, there's the problem.
I watched the last hour.
Mike, could you imagine if Roberto tried to pull off what we did yesterday? Watch the whole final round of the Masters.
No, it's something we talked about on the podcast before with that. You know, I have to watch it for work. His wife never would have.
I think she would have shot and killed him. She would have walked in a room and shot Roberto.
Well, it helped that it was raining a lot yesterday, so no outside work, no yard work.
Yes,
so
no, but Roberto, that played in every man's favor.
Oh, yeah.
because yesterday was one of the all-time TV days.
Mm-hmm.
Masters, into baseball, Celtics-Pacers as well, Isles-Pens as well. Then you get that late afternoon window, if you got to get your domesticated duties done, settle in Pistons basketball into Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yep. Beautiful day of television.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Now, Mike and I won the bet last week, correct? Didn't we do something with Tiger at plus odds? Because you and David had...
Yeah, you get lunch. It was I get a coffee
yeah,
or
yeah.
you get lunch.
Yes.
Done.
Now,
you know what I felt good about? I had Koepka. I had Molinari.
Yeah.
Koepka.
And Jason Day.
And Jason Day. All three played really well.
Yeah.
Not bad for a guy who doesn't do golf.
Right.
But the odds were too much. Do you know what Koepka was at the conclusion of the round on Saturday?
Oh, it was a crazy
plus 2,200.
Mm.
How good would you have felt with that bet as they headed towards the back nine at plus 2,200?
He was playing great. You just got to putt better. Now, did you see the 85 grand that guy put on Tiger? Someone put 85 grand on Tiger. They won 1.2 mil.
Yeah. That was one of seven-figure payouts in the history of the William Hill Sportsbook.
Mm.
Isn't that more surprising than anything else? How have they only had to pay out $1 million seven times?
I mean, you'd think they would more than that at some point.
With the amount of, well, it also just shows you why you shouldn't be betting on this stuff. You can't win.
And I haven't seen the exact research on William Hill after this weekend, but I thought I saw something beforehand how if Tiger won, they were just going to really get killed a little bit. Not that they're, I'm sure they're still
Vegas,
doing just fine.
Vegas
but.
Got a beating with Tiger winning because every ticket that was on the Masters, again, it's this adoration of Tiger. Everybody bet on Tiger.
Yeah, most tickets sold was Tiger to win. And then he was actually, which is interesting, second I saw in money wager. Jordan Spieth was first, but Tiger was second in most money wagered to win before him.
They got hurt. There's no doubt about it. But I'm like you. Yeah, here's a tissue. Wah. I don't care if Vegas gets hurt.
I'm sure they'll make it up.
Yeah, right. All they needed was one more night in the NHL. Well, I'll tell you, there's another one. Vegas has got to be cleaning up with the Lightning and Pens both down 0-3. 3-0, whatever you want to call it. What's happening with the Lightning is stunning. Because it looks like the Lightning don't even want to be there. And Cooper, their coach, he's a space cadet. You know, I think we're playing pretty well. Coop, you're losing. You're down 2-0 in the series, and you're currently losing game three. I mean, the Lightning, this will be, I would have to wait for the hockey experts, but this is on par with the Wings and Sharks in, what was it, 93. That's a 60-win hockey team. They're about to get swept. And I don't even think a sweep does it justice. They blew a 3-goal lead in the open. They're getting dominated by Columbus. Every portion of the games that I watch, it's a physical domination. You got Tampa Bay losing their mind. They're taking runs at guys. It's bizarre.
It's also what makes the NHL appealing, though, because you have so much parity where you...
Well, it's the opposite of the NBA.
Total opposite.
It's where making it matters.
Yes.
Chip in a chair. Baseball, making it matters. Football, making it matters. You can be the worst team to get in. You got a shot. Basketball, you have no shot. But yet the Pistons won't learn.
Yeah, well, and for the record, Joe and Isaiah are both living, so they wouldn't be rolling in their
grave. Point taken.
Point well taken, Charles.
1, 2, 3, Cancun.
For those not familiar, that's where NBA players commonly go after their season's over. Cancun is like that hot spot.
Yeah, that TNT crew was shredding the Pistons pregame and halftime.
You know why? Because unlike many here locally, they're not dishonest. They're not compromised. That's what the rest of the league thinks of what's going on here. But by all means, let's continue to get yelled at by FSD.
They deserve to be congratulated.
Okay, Greg, congratulations on that 36-point ass-whooping.
What broadcast did you watch yesterday?
TNT all the way. I can't endure another night of FSD.
Got the choice there. One of the situations you have a choice to watch the national broadcast or the local one.
Yeah, that's like the choice between pizza and dog food. I'm going to go with the pizza. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.